You're listening to Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
For goodness sake, it seems like someone should know who Pete is if we're going to do things for his sake.
That's what they say. Good morning, I'm Rebecca Kruth, and joining us now is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning.
Ann, this is a great question. This question this week comes from somebody here at Michigan Radio. Our engineer Tyler wanted to know about the word sake.
And I'm so glad he asked, because while I knew a little bit about for Pete's sake, I had not thought a lot about just the word sake. Where does that come from? Well, sake is an Old English word. In other words, it goes back as far as there's been English. And in Old English, it meant something like contention or strife, which could leave you wondering how we got to for the sake of or for so-and-so's sake. In Old English, sake was also used in legal language. And in legal language, it seems to have meant something like a cause or a case. And there we can see how we can get to for the sake of, because it's for the case of or for the cause of. And we get for the sake of as early as the 13th century in English. In the early examples, you'll see things like for her lord's sake, or for thy sake, or one of my favorites, for the sake of me.
For the sake of me. Wow. I haven't heard that one.
By the 16th century, you're seeing the plural, which we can still use, for their sakes or for our sakes. Even earlier than that, by the 14th century, you're getting these exclamations that some people will see as a little bit taboo. Things like, for God's sake, for heaven's sake, for mercy's sake. Those last two, not so much, but there are people for whom for God's sake will feel like something they don't want to say. And that becomes very relevant for Pete's sake. Hold on to that piece of information, because I want to put in one other piece of information before we get to for Pete's sake. Through the 19th century, you also see these constructions with abstract nouns for goodness sake, where the apostrophe S at the end is left off.
I didn't know that. I've been doing it wrong this whole time.
Well, would you say for goodness's sake?
No.
So these, when you had an S at the end of the abstract noun, you get for goodness sake, for righteousness sake, for conscience sake, for peace sake. So now hold on to that for peace sake.
I think I know where you're going.
And let's talk about Pete. We have this expression, I use it, do you, for Pete's sake?
This one reminds me of my grandma, actually. She said this all the time.
Your grandma and me. And this is a way we'll express annoyance or exasperation. Now, where does this come from? Earlier than we have for Pete's sake or for the love of Pete, we have for the love of Mike. We've got this as early as the 1880s, and it appears to be a euphemistic way to say for the love of God. That rather than, if you don't want to use God's name that way, you say for the love of Mike, probably St. Michael. From there, we get for the love of Pete or for Pete's sake. So that's also euphemistic. Michael Quinion on the website Worldwide Words points out that the fact that you already had for pity's sake in the language may have helped for Pete's sake catch on. I would point out that the fact that you also had for peace's sake in the language helps for Pete's sake, because if you say for peace's sake, it kind of sounds like for Pete's sake.
Yeah, that's an easy transition to make. Well, Anne, for the sake of language, thanks so much for stopping by.
My pleasure.
Ann Curzan is a professor of English at the University of Michigan and the author of Fixing English, Prescriptivism and Language History. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday morning here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for That's What They Say. And while you're there, give us a review. We like to hear what you think.